Experts on Call on 580 CFRA going to wrap the program up this hour with more conversation on air quality in your home, perhaps in your business, and some of the best practices that you should keep in mind of when dealing with air quality issues. And Sean Rankin, our guest this hour, hints for a healthy home, all kinds of things to think about and all kinds of things to, you know, maybe do to maintain healthy air in the home. What are some of the things that you'd like to suggest to listeners?
Well, that is a leading question, Dave. But basically, if you can imagine, air quality conditions come in two forms, biological and chemical. Now, biological conditions are typically a factor of you living in the environment. Bioeffluents generated by you floating around in the environment, coming in contact with moisture. Mold is something that grows when there is a marriage between anything organic and anything that's moist. So if you have a damp basement, if you have condensation on windows, if you have a dripping faucet or a leaking toilet, whenever that moisture comes in contact with anything organic, which includes the wooden structure that your home is built from, then you have a recipe for the amplification of a fungal ecology. Mm-hmm. So mold is ubiquitous. If we open our doors and windows, we have a mold spore count based on trees and shrubberies and organic materials that are decomposing in the rain. So it's okay to have a mold count in your home. This is very, very important. Mm. Whenever you have an amplification of a fungal ecology in your home, then you start developing the symptoms.
In other words, more than...
More. I refer to it as Chevrolet, Dodge, and Ford. If I have three Chevs, two Dodges, and one Ford outside, it's okay to have that inside. But if I'm growing a few Hyundais and Toyotas, then I've got amplification and I need to do something about it.
Okay, so it's all a matter of balance.
So biological contamination can be dust mite fecal matter. It can be moisture, floods, sewage from our bathrooms, gray water leaking into the basement. These are your typical biological problems. Now, chemical problems, on the other hand, are all together different. Chemical problems, we usually have spent money on developing and making a problem in our home.
Okay.
We either bought a home, which is high VOCs with a lot of off-gassing. Maybe we've recently purchased some materials or some blinds or some bedding or a new mattress, which is VOC high in content. Or maybe we're using some very strong soaps and cleaners. Mm-hmm. And these soaps and cleaners are affecting our environment through our olfactory senses.
Sure.
Maybe
sure.
We have a multiple chemical sensitivity. And these conditions are real.
Yeah.
So once again, I refer to it as my wheelbarrow of environmental sensitivities. I used to write articles for magazines, and I would write about this wheelbarrow. So if you can imagine during your course of life, you're walking down your pathway of life and you have this wheelbarrow. And maybe as a child you're exposed to a farming community with chemicals, or maybe your dad was a painter, or maybe a carpenter with lots of dust. But over time, your body has accumulated this weight.
Mm-hmm.
And your wheelbarrow, the older you become, gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And sometime in your life, you have this catastrophic event where you just can't take it anymore. This is where I refer to emptying that wheelbarrow of environmental sensitivities.
Wow.
Less is more. You burn toast, you open a window. Dilution is the solution. Keep the environmental load that you're personally carrying, which is different from everybody else, reduced at all times.
And it's more than just opening a door or window if you have to paint a room.
It certainly is. There's mechanical ventilation. There's identifying the source that's truly bothering you.
Okay.
It's using independent consultants that only want to improve your air quality, designing a custom-built air quality investigation for your specific home or office. That's what's important.
Now, Indoor Air Quality Ottawa also has equipment rentals available. What are some of the things that you would rent?
Well, we encourage people to be active and do their own cleanup. There's a lot of controversy with contractors doing work that not necessarily required. So if you're looking for HEPA scrubbers or desiccant dehumidifiers or the tools and education, because during our walkthrough it's an education process, we will explain how to use these mold remediation devices, these HEPA vacuums and extractors, these negative air machines. So if you're inclined to do your own basement mold remediation, mm-hmm. you will be trained during your 2-hour walkthrough seminar from IAQ Ottawa.
Now, would the customer come out to your business, your local?
Typically, if we've done an investigation and you require that material, you can either pick it up at our office or we have it delivered to site. You use it for the 5 or 6 days and you return the rental.
Okay. Now, would a listing of some of the tools be available on your website?
It can be. We have a lot of tools that we own that are delicate in nature that mm-hmm. we rent on certain specific reasons. So it's best just to give us a call, explain your personal condition, and we'll respond accordingly with either an investigation or maybe some just free advice over the phone.
Is there any kind of a tool that a resident or maybe a business owner who has a commercial building can buy or purchase or lease or whatever that measures issues that might be in the air? In other words, air quality issues, whether there's mold, it goes to a certain number or...
Yes, there is. Whatever. There are electrochemical sensors that are referred to as data logging devices that we send. These are very expensive computers that people rent. Now, these computers test air quality parameters continuously, every second. 12 parameters altogether. Mm-hmm. And we calibrate these devices for either a garage or an office space. Temperature, relative humidity, carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, nitrogen oxide, volatile organic compounds, mm-hmm. particulates. Mm-hmm. We then trend on a graph exactly when, what, and how your building is operating.
Oh.
You then take that information and we can tell the lunchroom at noon is way over on carbon dioxide because you're not exchanging enough. But then at 4 o'clock, it's completely fine. Why? Use and occupancy specific to your business. So these trending devices are very important tools for developing a sound indoor air quality investigation.
Sometimes I wonder if some of these high-rise office towers do adequate air testing. I mean, you hear sometimes where people are getting sick or there might be a period of time when a bunch of people on a certain floor, they all come down with something at the same time. These are things that obviously a worker can't control, but building owners can be more mindful, I suspect, of some of these issues.
Well, a lot of building owners are entering into different agreements with different associations to improve air quality. These organizations put a lot of emphasis on testing, and testing is very common in the Ottawa area. Specifically, okay. Legionnaires has been a lot of buildings tested recently for Legionnaires' disease and water towers.
Yeah, now that, a few years ago, it was quite an, I won't say epidemic, but maybe close to it. Then it, you know, died off for a while, and I just, you know, in the news recently, it was back again. It's something that's a hit and miss, I guess.
Well, it's a bacteria generated inside water cooling towers, and if the standing water, it's possible that this bacteria develops, and it's common to have these areas tested regularly now.
Very interesting hour on 580 CFRA, Indoor Air Quality Ottawa, the air quality guy, and our guest is Sean Rankin. Sean, perhaps before we leave, we can chat about the websites, a couple you might want to indicate for our listeners.
Well, you can reach us for any information at www.theairqualityguy.com.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is www.iaqo.ca, and you can link off one another.
Yes, sir.
And there's all kinds of information, actually, on both of the sites, and we urge you to check them out. Sean, a really great hour. Thank you so much, and we look forward to chatting again very soon. Experts on Call on 580 CFRA. News is next.